to those who believe, no argument is necessary. And to those who do not believe, no argument is possible. Barbara, Albert, this morning is a manifestation of faith more than anything else. And we are not here, neither is it our intention, neither is it our ability, actually. It is certainly not our ability to declare this child a saint. It is totally beyond us to make such a statement. However, in the line of good reason, in the line of right reason, we have to, in faith, know what sanctity is. And sanctity is the fulfillment of the purpose for which we were placed on this earth. And anything short of the fulfillment of this purpose will defeat our ability to become saints. We were created for only one reason, and that reason was to become a saint. Nothing else matters. We have allowed all kinds of things to interfere with that. We've allowed all kinds of preferences to interfere with that. We have allowed the eyes of the world to interfere with that and to cause us to place sanctity in the second place. Not so. We have allowed our own sinfulness to put sanctity in the second or third or fourth place. We have allowed our own personal preferences, our own personal opinion, our own personal sinfulness to put sanctity in the last place. This child, born on earth to blossom in heaven. There's no other way to put it. What has this child done to have placed sanctity in the second place? We are grown-ups, and we think as grown-ups. And we evaluate things as grown-ups. And we use all the weights and measurements that grown-ups usually use in their evaluation of all things. And strange as it may sound, in most cases, we come up with the wrong answer, do we not? We do not know. There is no way that we can ever know on this earth what took place within the soul and the heart of this infant and her God. I think it would be safe to say that this infant, hardly a year old, reached a maturity that is beyond anything that any one of us in this room today can talk about. We do not know. We do not know the communication that took place between this tiny infant and her God. We seem to think that it requires age and years of development for us to reach that stage where we can communicate with God. Oddly enough, it does appear that the older we get, the less capable we become to communicate directly with God. The only thing that we have to look at in this case is the purity and the innocence and the humility that can, without question, absolutely without question, existed in the soul of this child. And in being humble and pure and chaste and all the rest, is that not God-likeness? And because this child was of this stuff, even though we do not declare, we cannot declare or make a declarative statement, I do believe that it is safe to assume that purity is with purity and that holiness is with holiness and that humility is with the majesty of God. I do believe that this assumption is safe to make. Therefore, today we're sad. Yes, indeed. We are very sad. And it's perfectly normal for us to be sad. It is perfectly normal for us to cry. But this sadness is glorious today. And everything in this church demonstrates glory. Therefore, if we are in the process of assuming, let us not be afraid to assume that we are about to consign to the earth the relic of a saint. Let us be people of faith. For those of us who believe, no argument is necessary. No further words are necessary. For those of us who don't believe, well, let us give our words to those who do believe. And let us ask this child, as flights of angels lead her into paradise, that when she approaches the throne of God, that she will speak to him for us. That's all that needs to be said. My beloved people, we will process out to the cemetery. The ground might be a little damp. Please watch for water spots. I don't think there should be any, but there may be some. Keep your eyes on the ground. We will say the rosary on the way there and on the way back. We will complete the rosary if it's not finished. So, let us do all we need to do in order to give fitting tribute to this child of God. For those of us that are grown up, let us look to the beauty and the simplicity of this, and the purity of this, and the humility of this, and let us see as grown-ups how we measure up to this enormous monument of God's goodness. The God takes away, and God will give back to us in his good time. Now please, we will now complete the ceremony here, then we will go out to the cemetery. Try to stay in the form of a procession. We will take our time. It may not be all that organized, but who cares? Let us give glory to God in the person of this little child. Amen.